Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge. December 2nd. I want to continue where I left out yesterday. After being in the desert fasting for 40 nights and days, Lucifer comes to Jesus to tempt him. After failing his first attempt, he brings Jesus up to the temple roof and goes on saying this in Matthew 4 verse 6. If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. After reading so much about how our mind works, men's versus female minds, I'm at awe at the fact that Lucifer actually uses this way to go Jesus. Is it supposed to ignite a competitive streak? I will prove to him that I am the Son of God. But again, Jesus remains calm and the adult of this conversation, with a reply we can read in verse 7. It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. What does the word tempt really mean? To test someone's patience? To test someone's ability? To make them prove themselves? So Jesus, why don't you jump off the roof so we can see whether God will send his angels to catch you or not? Is that what we do? I look to the book and movie Twilight. In the second book, Bella gets left by Edward, and she is devastated. So what does she do? She realizes that every time she gets reckless, she will see him in a vision warning her. And she gets addicted to that vision. So she does worse and worse things in order to trigger these visions, which of course goes horribly awry. But aren't we the same? We make really bad decisions sometimes from the urge to feel special, seen, important, to feel that we matter to the ones around us, when we should really matter to ourselves. We have nothing to prove to anyone but to God and Jesus. And Jesus had to prove nothing to anyone because he knew who he was. Deep down, he knew. So why do something so stupid as jump off the roof to prove whether or not he was the Son of God? But you know what? We are all sons and daughters of God. And isn't it this knowledge of our own worth that Lucifer and his minions are trying so hard for us to forget? So, are we not in a sense running around and jumping off spiritual roofs to see whether they will catch us or not? We do something little here and there, just to see whether we are worth saving or not. And we are worth saving. That is the whole point with Christ coming to earth, to give up his life so we could do these stupid little things and get forgiveness for it. He is the path back. It's through him we can have forgiveness. But wouldn't it be better if we just realize who we are, our worth, and make choices from there, just like Jesus did? Be the light, share the light, spread the light, shine.
This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world.